Welcome to Gracecast. Today, join Junior Cameron Dixon and I as we discuss her article on racism in the healthcare system that was published recently in Teen Vogue. Cameron speaks out about the atrocious history that spearheaded critical medical advancements, but that still fails to honor the contributions that African Americans made to the field and therefore give them the recognition and respect that they deserve. So we have Cameron Dixon on the show today. Welcome, a published writer. We're so happy to have you here on the second episode of Gracecast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So when did you first become aware of this history, and what was it like for you?
Well, since I was 12 years old, I've always been interested in medicine. And at that point, I didn't realize African Americans' relationship to healthcare, and only when I stumbled upon a book called Medical Apartheid by Harriet A. Washington, that's when I got more interested in the issue and started researching and was just inspired. I thought it was a really important issue to talk about, and I was surprised that I didn't know about it before. And because that was my new exposure to it, I thought more people have to hear about this. And so I went on to do my own research, and it went from there.
So I heard that you started this paper as your March Madness project, and then you obviously decided to continue that paper and get it published. What inspired you to take it to the next level?
Well, the book inspired my March Madness project, of course. I first wanted to look at healthcare disparities. I wanted to maybe go into a clinic in a more disadvantaged area, but of course, being only a 10th grader and not having the right qualifications, I was not able to do that. So instead, I wanted to look on the other side of African Americans' relationship to healthcare, which is Black doctors. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to look at the diversity in the medical field, and I found that there was a very low amount of African American doctors, and I think that it's a part of the problem of healthcare disparities. And I think Black doctors can play an important role to bridging the gap between the quality of care Black Americans receive.
And something we have to recognize, which you do recognize in your article, is that these aren't only issues of the past. One of the last paragraphs in your article discusses the modern-day implications of this history, using statistics like Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die during or after delivery than white women, and that Black infants are often brought into the world without their mothers because of a system that fails to support them. So my question to you is, what effects do you hope your article has on everyone who reads it, and that can be within the Grace community or beyond?
Well, I hope it brings awareness to the issue, and even in my article, I wrote about recognition, and I think recognition of the history, Black Americans who have sacrificed their lives for many medical advancements, and I hope this article reaches people in the health field. I think it's important, especially for white doctors, to understand the history and why it's important to provide the best care to Black Americans.
Cameron, thank you so much for being on the show.
I would like to say thank you to everyone who has congratulated me. I hope you read the article. If you have not, I would advise you to check it out. I think it's an important topic, and you could be a part of the people who can talk about it and bring it farther from where my article has gone.
Next week, I invite Dana onto the show to learn about how the cheer team came to be and how she feels the team has been received over the years by the Grace community, as well as the effect it has had on school spirit as a whole. That's it for today's episode. I'm Ava Andrews, and I'll see you Monday. Mm-hmm.